年轻人的牧师，当时候呢，很大有曾经经历很大的成长，而且呢也很兴旺。
But God had placed an unsettling feeling in my heart.
但是神把一个让我觉得有一真的有一个不安的感觉。
Following a mission trip to Bangladesh, I was trying to change our ministry so that we no longer reached our students through a program, but through relationship.
当我去到这个 Bangladesh 的引导回来传道之后回来，我就觉得我要改变我们的这个牧养的方法，不但是用一个程序来跟这个这些学生有这个教导，而且呢要用跟他们有这个关系。
We were focusing our ministry on disciple making, which caused us to view all our students as though they were on a journey in faith, no matter where they were.
我们这个程序就是要做使这些学生成为门徒，不论他们的信心的过程在哪里。
Our ministry was reaching others, but the challenge was in the heart of our young leaders who were comfortable with the program barrier between them and their students.
就是其实我们可以真的可以帮助这些学生，但是我觉得这是因为用这个过程这个程序来跟他们传福音的时候这样子就好像有一个隔膜。
This change was the start of God's work in us.
这个改变呢，就是神把这个改变摆在我们的心里面。
We wanted to see church building meaningful connections with people.
我们想看到教会不但只就是可以有这个信心，而且呢彼此的大家有这个很好的关系。
As the change took hold, the challenges grew for us.
这个就是一个。对于我们来说，一个很大的挑战。
You see, churches love programs because they're tidy, manageable, measurable, and our challenge would be to deconstruct our program dependence.
那通常教会我们很喜欢用这个程序来可以因为程序就比较很整齐，可以也可以衡量到这些。多少人信主的这些数目，但是呢，我就觉得我们要应该用这个关系来跟人传福音。
This wasn't just ordinary change, but a culture shift.
这个不是一个很小的这个改变，而是一个文化上的这个转变。
One evening, Rachel and I sat down to chat, and we realized that the unsettling feeling was God calling us away.
有一个晚上，我跟我太太Rachel 在聊天的时候，我们心里面觉得有一个不安的感觉。我们觉得神叫我们离开我们现在所做的事。
But we weren't sure what we were being called into.
但是我们不晓得神叫我们要做些什么呢？
After some time and in obedience and faith, we stepped away from the job we knew, where we were comfortable, that pastoring life, and into the unknown.
当我们用心祷告的时候，过了一段时间，我们真的去顺服神了。我们离开我们很好的工作岗位，我们的牧养我们很觉得很舒服，而且呢都比较认识这些人，但是我们现在就放弃这一些了。
This change was going to require a whole new faith from us, one that required much deeper dependence on God.
这样子那么大的改变呢，需要我们真的去完全的去依靠神，完全的真的去信靠他。
It reminds me of Hebrews 11, the hall of the faithful passage.
我想到这一个经句是在希伯来书第十一章。
Our tendency is to see those people as amazing people of faith, and they are, but it doesn't stop there.
有时候我们觉得有些人那么有信心，就他们真的伟大，其实呢，不但只是这样子。
If you have your Bible or Bible app, turn with me to Hebrews 11.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开希伯来书第十一章。
We're not going to read the whole passage, but I love the way it starts.
我们不会念整个十一章整章，但是我非常喜欢它的第一节。
Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
In every challenging faith position we face, there's both an element of hope required and a lack of clarity.
当我们遇到每一个挑战的时候，我们觉得有两件事，第一就是需要我们完全的去信靠。
I'm still learning this point, but I think there's a good reason for that.
我其实也在这个信心的路程上继续的在学习。
I think it encourages a deeper dependence and faith than God is seeking from us.
神要求我们的完全的去信靠他。 借着这一些的挑战，让我们的完全的把我们的信心摆在他的手上。
Have you ever stopped to discover the other side of these amazing people of faith?
你有没有想起一些很大信心的伟人呢？
Noah spent 120 years building an ark and warning people of impending doom.
Noah 用了200年的时间来起这个船。
Do you think people may have doubted him after 119.99 years of waiting?
你想他用那么长的时间来造这个船，你想大家是不是很多人都怀疑他，而且在笑他呢？
What about Abraham, nearly killing his son?
然后亚伯拉罕呢，他差不多要把他的儿子都杀了。
But Abraham trusted that God would raise his son from the dead.
但是亚伯拉罕完全的 信靠神，知道神会把他的儿子从死里救出来。
Then there's Moses, the murderer, who needed Aaron to speak on his behalf.
然后呢，摩西他因为杀了人，所以他需要阿伦来跟他讲话。
And David, who killed a man, committed adultery, and whose children were completely wayward.
然后大卫呢，他犯了奸淫，而且他也杀了人。
Honestly, what makes these people so great that they get special mention in Hebrews 11?
So, 我们看到这些人不是什么特别的人，为什么他们圣经会常常提到他们呢？
As witnessed in the lives of these people and through their stories, I believe that God is found in the challenge and uncomfortable because it grows our faith and dependence on Him.
我其实觉得，因为他们经过那么大的试探，那么多的经验，从这些他们生命的经验里面，他们学习怎么样完全的信靠、依靠神。Especially
in a world that tells us to rely on ourselves.
特别我们住在这个世界上，常常都叫我们说，我们要依靠自己啊。We
learn that even having the strongest faith doesn't prevent challenge and hardship, as we see in the stories of the faithful.
我们看到虽然那么这些伟大信心的伟人，他们都遇到那么大的挑战，而且那么多的困难，所以呢，我们知道虽然我们是完全信靠神，我们也会遇到很多的困难。
These imperfect people stayed the course as best they could, and despite their failings, were faithful to God and dependent on Him.
这些信心的伟人，所谓信心的伟人，虽然他们是那么大的信心，但是他们很多时候都失败，但是他们不断的一直信靠神，所以他们就成为我们所谓的信心的伟人。
It wasn't until we stepped away from our role and into retreat we realized what God's call finally was for us.
当我们完全的去投降，相信神，然后放弃我们的事业的时候，我们才知道神究竟叫我们的他对我们的呼召是什么。
It was debrief ministry that provides missionaries space to stop and consider all that's been, where God has been working, and where He might want to be working next in our lives.
神呼召我去做一个一种这个牧养的牧养一些就是那些牧师当他们需要这个休息或者需要反省他们。以前做的什么，然后以后他们的道路要做些什么。
We realized that God's call was for us to take this ministry not to missionaries, but to pastors.
我们知道神呼召我们做这样子的牧养，是给牧养这些的牧师。
While it was a huge sense of relief to finally realize God's call, it was super daunting.
虽然我们知道我们觉得松了一口气，因为我们知道神呼召我们要做些什么，但是我们觉得这个工作是非常的困难。
We knew very little about debrief beyond our own personal experience.
我们对这个工作的范围不熟悉。
We had no money, no home of our own to run debrief from. We had no formal qualification.
我们没有钱，而且也没有一个地方可以做这个事工，而且我们也没有这个正式什么毕业。
We had no customer base. All three kids were still at school and living busy lives outside of school.
而且也没有这个顾客，而且我们还有三个小孩，他们还在上学，然后上学之后他们也有很多的不同的活动。
I was serving at church and serving at Easter camp. How on earth was this going to come together for us?
然后呢，我还在教会服侍，而且在 Easter camp 也在服侍。那我怎么样有这些时间，而且精力、金钱可以做这些事呢？
During our break, we hadn't been earning an income for around 8 months, and the pressure was beginning to build while our savings quickly diminished to zero.
然后当我们在寻求神的旨意的时候，这八个月里面我没有薪水，所以呢我们所数的钱在银行的钱已经很快都快没有了。
My desperation prayer was, please find me a job that provides the same income we've been earning.
然后我就很着急的求神帮助，给我一找到一份的工作，可以给我一些的这个金钱休息，可以养我的家庭。
While reading God's word, we find situation after situation where people are challenged by God's call.
当我们念圣经的时候，我们看到真的有很多很多的情况。当我们在绝望的时候，求神的时候。
Look up this passage, Numbers 13 and 14.
我们来看第13到14节。
This story is about one of the hall of faithful.
这个故事是讲到这个很有信心的人。
Moses finds himself in the middle of nowhere trying to find a home for his people somewhere.
摩西他去到旷野里面要找一个地方给他们的人们住。
From the desert, Moses sent spies into the land that God had promised them.
在这个旷野里面，摩西差他的探子去他这个地去找一个地方。
Their job was to report back what they had found.
然后这些他派去的这些人回来跟他说，他们去看到那个地方是怎么样。
And it was just as God said, a land flowing with milk and honey.
就好像神应许的这个地是非常的奶跟蜜蜂。
Yet, the spies even brought along some proof with them.
然后呢，这些探子又带了一些金句回来。
Yet the Israelites, instead of trusting God to deliver after they had come so far and witnessed God's miraculous work, were overcome by the fears and the giants in the land.
虽然他们靠着神离开埃及，然后去到这个旷野，应该就是要相信神给他们这个应许的地，但是他们觉得还害怕。
Do we find ourselves in similar situations in our lives?
我们有没有觉得很多时候在我们的生命里面有这样子的经历呢？
Like us, we're situations where God, we know, is asking us to do or be something, but our fears or giants get in the way.
好像我们一样，我们知道神呼召我们去做这个事工，但是到临到这个难途的时候。 我们非常的害怕。
Maybe it's to speak to someone, maybe it's to lead someone, or maybe it's to give a bit more generously.
有时候神叫我们去，譬如要跟某一个人传道，传福音，或者跟带领某一些人，或者叫我们要奉献多一些。
I want to affirm that if God is calling, then God is equipping and providing.
我想跟你说，如果神是呼召你做的事，你去寻求他，而且你顺服他的时候，他会给你的供应。God
didn't give Moses a prescription, otherwise there would be nothing faithful about this time.
神没有跟这个摩西说明怎么样，因为如果这样子的话，就不用信心了，对不对？
Be assured that God is in the challenge when we take our step of faith.
你要知道，如果当你可以完全的信靠神的时候，神会帮助你的。I
believe God answered that desperation prayer I prayed.
我相信当我这样求神给我一个工作的时候，神听了我的祷告。After
8 years out of an industry I hadn't worked in, He provided me a job in that industry.
当我已经离开那个工作已经八年了，因为我是做在教会的工作，但是神给我一份工作是回到我以前做的事。It
was just enough for our family.
然后神给我这个工作，刚刚给我的家庭够用。While
I was in the role, I had the privilege of sharing my faith with those around me.
当我做这个短期的工的时候，我有机会跟我的同事们传道。I
even got the chance to stand up to workplace bullying and counsel others on life matters, all on the job.
然后当我工作的时候，因为我是一个牧师，所以呢，有这个机会来帮助辅导一些人需要帮助的人，而且一些人是被欺负的人。
Our story has been and will continue to be a challenge because it requires our faith.
那我们的故事，我们的工作不断的就有这个的挑战，因为这个需要我们不断的去依靠神。
Faith is defined as a name for something.
这个信心就是我们要信一些。
So we can have faith.
所以我们可以有这个信心。But
it should also be thought of as a verb or an action word.
这个信心也是一个动词，不单只是一个名词，而且可以一个动词。Therefore,
faith not only calls us to action, but it is the action of taking our first step.
所以呢，这个信心呢，是需要我们有这个行动，这个行动就是要我们做第一步。
Going back to the Israelites searching for their promised land, much later in that story in Joshua 3, do you recall what happened when they approached the Jordan River?
你记得当以色列他们离开这个埃及，去神应许他们的地方，你记得他们要过这个约旦河的时候，什么事情发生呢？
It was the priests that led the procession who placed their foot in the water to find that God stopped the water.
他们是去到这个河，这个约旦河的时候，神没有把这个水马上就停下来，怕他们要把他们的脚打去这个水里面。
God didn't stop the water flowing before they reached the water, and they didn't stop to pray and wait on God.
当他们来到这个河的时候，神没有马上把这个河水停止，他们不断的要祷告。
Their faith is expressed in their action.
他们的信心就借着他们的行动可以表达出来了。
When we step out in faith, we step into challenge and encounter and see God move in our lives and those around us.
当我们有这个信心的时候，我们就把我们的步踏进去这个挑战，这样子我们就看到神在我们的生命上的工作。
Our dream for my wife and I is to do debrief on a semi-rural property in Wellington region.
我跟我太太这个梦想就是可以在这个那边在一个一半乡下的地方做这个做这个施工。
We believe somewhere at the back of Upper Hutt, where we will live in the main house and have a second, smaller property to host pastors and sometimes families for 5 days at a time.
我相信神就是我们的预想，就是可以住在一个 Upper Hutt 那边一般乡下的地方，可以在这那边牧养。我们住在一个地家，然后有一个另外一个小的地方可以给那些牧者可以住在那里，而且牧者 的他们的家人可以住在哪里。
We want to support pastors who are lost and help them find God's leading again.
我们想帮助一些牧师，他们迷失了。的牧师或者心灵受伤的牧师，让他们可以再重新在神里面找到这个带领的能力。
For those who are hurting, we want to help the broken, and we want to help them find rest for their souls in the presence of God.
那些如果心灵有受伤的，我们很想帮助他们可以在神里面找到这个安息。
But we still don't own a home.
但是我们还没有没有一个家庭，没有一个房子。
We still don't have a company established.
我们还没有成功一个公司，还没有建成一个公司。
We still haven't completed our training.
我们还没有完全我们的训练。
We still haven't established our customer base.
我们还没有我们的顾客。
I wonder how on earth this is going to happen.
所以呢，我就觉得怎么样可以完成这个事工呢？
But the golden verse I want to leave with you today is Hosea 6:3. Please turn.
但是我想跟大家分享这个何西亚书这个金句。
For the Israelites, both God and their rituals had become simplistic.
这个何西亚书第六章第三节。
And ritualistic.
这些他们以色列觉得就敬拜神好像一个程序一样。
They were just going through the daily motions, or to use other words, their lives looked the same as everybody else's around them.
很多时候他们的敬拜是很就是很权力式的，没有就是没有什么的特别的与神有这个深的关系。
Their faith in God and their love for God was dwindling. So in light of the context, the problem here is that Israel isn't genuine in faith toward God.
当时候以色列人他们敬拜神是一个权力，没有真的用心灵来敬拜他。
In fact, they see him as someone who is there just to meet their needs, nothing more.
而且他们觉得这些以色列人觉得我们的神是来帮助我们来给我们需要供应我们需要的。
So as Hosea 6:3 suggests, we'll acknowledge him and continue to, because as surely as the sun rises, God will be there anyway.
所以呢，在何西亚书那边第六章第三节说，我们要尽心去认识神，因为神是永恒的。
We know how the story ends, though. Israel is redeemed through repentance.
我们知道后来怎么样呢？以色列人得到拯救。
It's at this point that we realize we need to ask the question of ourselves.
所以呢，这个时候我们要问自己一个问题。
What does our hope in Jesus mean?
我们在耶稣的仰望里面，我们 这个是什么意思呢？
But here's what I want you to take away from Hosea 6:3 today.
但是我想你在这个何西亚书第六章第三节。
I want you to flip this around because I believe that we need to encourage one another onward in our faith.
我相信我们要彼此大家鼓励我们在信心里面可以增长。
You see, when we bring our genuine selves before God in love and with faith, then it means so much more to acknowledge Him and to press on to know Him more.
当我们真正的把我们整个人真心真意的摆在神的面前的时候，我们就更加的认识他。
Let's not give up on wanting to know more about God and who He is to us.
让我们不断的追求认识他。
Who's with me on this journey to know more about God?
有谁跟我走这条路呢？就是要更加的更深的认识神呢？
You see, it's true.As surely as the sun rises, he will appear.
好像这个太阳要出，每天要出来的时候，神会显现的。
God is in the midst of the challenge he's called us to. This is where we find both our testimony and the story of Jesus working in our lives.
当我们真的去寻求求求神，而且拿这个。顺服他的给我们的挑战的时候，我们真的可以在信心里面可以增长。
God wants to continue the good work He started in you, church.
神想继续把他美好的工作在这里继续。
That work is molding, shaping, refining, and purifying you more to be like Him.
神在你在你的身上要把你就是更加做到更加的完美。
This work can't be completed in someone who's perfect. It can only be completed in those who are imperfect.
神的工作只可以在没有完美的人可以显现，因为我们每一个人都不是完美的。
A little like those people in Hebrews 11.
好像在这个希伯来书第11章那边说。
Hosea 6:3 does more than just focus us forward. It reminds us that God doesn't want our relationship with Him to be a daily tick box exercise.
何西亚书那边提醒我们，神要我们的心，不要我们的这个敬拜他好像存利似的。
This verse reminds us that God wants our hearts, our souls, and our minds in genuine worship to Him.
这个经句里面叫我们要不断的追求认识他，因为神是要我们的心灵、我们的生灵、我们整个的我们的心。
It reminds us that we need to press on to acknowledge Him and continue to do that deeper and deeper.
这里提醒我们要每天要寻求更认识他，越来越更深的认识他。
The wonderful thing about this equation is that the more we acknowledge Him, the more we see Him, and the more we see Him, the more we acknowledge Him.
当我们更认识他的时候，我们就会更见到他；当我们见到他的时候，我们就更认识他。
So how can we press on?To acknowledge Him.
那我们怎么样的继续的追求呢？
Let me share a few ways.
我想跟大家分享。
We can meet together here to worship Him and
我们可以在这里就是一起崇拜。
And in life groups, we can share what God is doing in our lives.
在这里崇拜或者在这个小组。
We can pray and seek God for His call this day and the next.
我们可以祷告，求神给我们他的呼召。
We could even pray together for each other.
我们也可以为大家彼此的祷告。
Most importantly, we can focus on God's word for us.
最重要的，我们要追求神的话。
You see, God's word is unchanging.
因为神的话永远不改变的。
Our Bibles contain the image of God, His love for His creation, and His general plan for all of us.
圣经里面给我们很清楚耶稣的形象，他给我，而且他的生命，他 对我们生命的这个计划。
Without the Bible, we could so easily forget who God really is, what He stands for, and what He's challenging us to do.
如果我们不念圣经的时候，我们就很容易忘记神的性格是怎么样，他是怎么样的一位神呢？
If I could encourage you to do just one thing this year, it would be to read your Bible.
如果我可以鼓励大家做一件事，这一年一件事你要做的就是要念圣经。
You see, I believe God wants to bring us all on a journey.
我相信神带我们每一个人都过一个的路程。
He's placed a united call in all our hearts, mine, yours, to love God with all our heart.
他把这个呼召摆在我们每一个人的心里面，我的心，你的心，就是叫我们要爱神。
To love God with all your soul and mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself.
要爱我们的神，要尽心、尽意、尽力去爱神，而且要爱我们的邻居。
I can tell that's God stirring because it calls us to be different.
我知道这是神的感动，因为神叫我们做一些就是不同的事。
To care for the brokenhearted and the lost, sometimes in ways you're not expecting.
去帮助一些心灵受伤的人，一些迷失的人。
It challenges us to change what we're doing, and success isn't measured by the same way the world measures success.
神给我们的挑战就是做一些我们不熟悉的事，而且做一些事好像世界上的人觉得不是一个成功的事。
It challenges us to grow and step into spaces where we may not be entirely comfortable.
挑战我们要不断的去做一些我们不认识的事，而且呢这样子的过程我们可以增长。
And it might even challenge people's perspectives of us.
而且或者有时候因为我们信从神，或者人家觉得我们怎么，我觉得我们怎么有一点奇怪。
I believe God is found in the challenge and the uncomfortable, and because of that, I believe we all need to encourage one another onward in our faith.
我相信我们越大的困难，越大的挑战，我们就越会看到神。所以呢，我们应该要彼此的鼓励，让我们在这个信心的道路上大家彼此可以增长。
Thank you.
谢谢。
下面是回应诗歌 ，Next is responsive hymn， 会众一同起立，我们一同唱回应诗歌。The responsive hymn is 325，这个红色诗歌本325，我之所信的是谁？让我们一同起立，我们唱红色唱这个回应诗歌。谦卑，直到那日，不知何以隐形得救，慈恩向我成就，不知何以心主化，满心平安无忧。为我深知所信的是谁，
并且也深信他必定能够保守我所交付他的，都谦卑直到那日。不知如何神灵感动，使人直接摧枯，有神经中显明耶稣，引人心靠救赎，为我深知所信的是谁，并且也深信他必定能够保守我所交付他的，都谦卑直到那日。不知我主何时在临，如何与主相逢，我将经过死荫幽谷，我已住于空中，为我深知所信的是谁，并且也深信他必定能够保守我所交付他的，都谦卑直到那日。
Please be seated， 请坐。下面是家事报告时间， Next is announcement。 在家事报告之前，我们是欢迎新朋友的时候。 Before the announcement is a time to welcome new friends. So todayPastor Damon Fitzpatrick and his wife Rachel actually are new faces to us today. So let's welcome them. 让我们欢迎这个来牧师和他的和师母啊。另外还有没有新的朋友在我们当中 ？Any new face among us?没有啊。那下面就是家事报告的时间。我们崇拜以后，我们有午餐供应。After the worship, we have lunch. So please share their lunch with us. Okay. 另外我们教会开始这个今年的读经计划。这个读经计划，我们今天的这个单章里面啊，我们印的有，还有一个读经计划的说明，所以弟兄姐妹可以根据这个读经计划表和读经计划的说明，我们开始今天的今年的这个读经计划。然后本周读经章节是创世纪一到十三章。本周的读经章节是创世纪一到十三章。另外呢，这个弟兄会、李传道会还有青少年团契，今天下午一时四十五分举行，所以请弟兄姐妹们参加。李传道会的这个聚会内容是庆祝春节新年。下个星期四晚上我们是农历的除夕，农历初夕。所以实际上是这几天我们大家好像都还在准备着过这个农历新年。我们上个星期五的这个查经应该是今年的第一次开始，所以大家的心还没收回来，所以来的人都不太多。所以这个如果你们心还没收回来的话，今天下午是一个比较好的机器，在庆祝新年的一个好的时间啊。所以下午一点四十五分开始，所以大家请弟兄姐妹们参加啊。另外还有一个比较重要的事情，因为下个星期天 崇拜完以后，我们有一个 potluck。这个 potluck 的有两项内容，第一项内容是阿彪他们一家要到澳洲，阿彪的女儿是16号就到悉尼，然后他可能也就是阿彪可能就是过几天，也就是17、18号，也就是买了机票大概20号左右，可能就要到澳洲去。所以我们定在下个星期天，你崇拜完以后有个 potluck， 希望弟兄姐妹们能够来参加。大家那个谁有没有谁来需要粤语翻译的有没有？我们下个星期天就是要这个欢送阿彪他们一家。阿彪今天来了没有？今天阿彪他们没来是吧？我们可能要通知一下阿彪，就请他们至少阿彪明下个星期天要能够来，因为我们还为他们准备了一个小的一个纪念品，所以那一天好像还要颁发给他们，然后还要可能还要照相，所以那一天的话呢，请弟兄姐妹们能够准备一份这个你们的拿手的这个好菜吧，能够来一起分享，因为又是庆祝农历新年，另外也就是感谢我们阿彪弟兄一家这么多年在我们教会的这个中心的侍奉啊。另外巴拉巴关怀小组于9月2号晚上7:30在网上举行一个学习分享会，题目是了解反应的忧郁症，请大家到时候感兴趣的参加。另外清洁施工还是由这个弟兄姐妹们分担，细节安排的请看布告板。另外呢，这个周金弟兄提醒大家，就是说我们做完清洁以后，别忘了把这个垃圾桶，请周金来具体说一下。
好，大家平安。今天是第一次，我们2021年我们的清洁的这样的事工恢复正常，就是轮值进行哈。今天的清洁的人员，我还是提醒一下，是杨洋，还有杨武，还有 Bob， 还有 Paul。你们清理完之后呢，请把那个所有的垃圾袋放在那个外面的绿色的那个大垃圾桶里面，然后再拖到那个我们教会的 entrance 那个地方门口，礼拜二就可以清理掉。好，谢谢。
Speak again the notice in the English. Because we now they have the church routine cleanliness already resumed back to normal. So today is four people. On duty， 杨洋 and 杨武，还有 Paul， 还有这个 Bob， 四个人来 clean the church。And when they finished， please put all the rubbish back into the green bin， which is in the yard backyard here。Bring to them to the entrance of the church。That's all I think。Any questions？ Okay， thank you。
另外呢，我们准备了一些这个照片，这个照片主要是这个有阿彪一家在一起的一些照片。请弟兄姐妹们啊，能够看看这些照片，在上面这个留些言，这个以作纪念，这个就是这些照片，倒是还是会放在后面，对吧？今天请弟兄姐妹们能够今天看一看，能够白写的写一下，啊。广东话 ，OK， 那你来，那叶姐来说一下，叶姐。
因为阿彪佢下个礼拜仲喺度啦，所以大三个星期可能就走啦，所以希望一阵散会之后咧，有啲未签名嗰啲咧，就喺呢个相嗰度后边签个名，俾佢哋做个纪念咁样啦。
另外，这个关于这个读经计划有些这个要求和说明，大家可能都有这样一张啊， 我在这就不念了，大家仔细看一看，一定要看一看，别就扔掉。这里面有怎样去读经，有些这个计划的说明啊，这个这一半章呵呵，请大家去看一看。因为时间关系，我就不再念了，然后呢，祷告事项，今天的祷告事项还是继续。